California. Immigrants there without legal status now have the right to do something that they couldn't do before the start of the year. They can apply for a driver's license. Now, it's not the first U.S. state to grant that right, but presumably it's the place where it'll have the biggest impact. California is believed to have the largest number of unauthorized immigrants in the country, just under 2.5 million. Josie Huang is a reporter for Southern California Public Radio, and she spent a morning last week at a Los Angeles DMV, the universally dreaded Department of Motor Vehicles. The DMV is where Americans typically wait in long queues, where they apply for licenses, transfer car titles. Yeah, it's more or less acknowledged as the place where happiness goes to die. But not so on the morning Josie visited.
At the DMV location I went to, there were more than 300 people waiting in line before the doors even opened at 8 a.m.
Were people willing to share their stories with you?
Absolutely. I think the reason being that, you know, all the people I talked to really depended on their cars, and they were just, you know, sick of feeling frightened that every time they saw a police cruiser in their rearview mirror. By testing and licensing these immigrant drivers, you're making them better drivers and making the roads safer for all drivers.
So I also saw a lot of traffic jams last week in California. How many more drivers will be on the road because of this new law?
The state's projecting more than 1.4 million people will apply for these licenses over the next 3 years.